We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I absolutely can't believe these allegations. And it's absolutely ridiculous what the left does. They do this over and over and over.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning here on a Friday. Three big things.
Three.
Reno County hard hit by flooding. Dozens of roads underwater.
Two.
Kansas National Guard is helping Michael's victims, sending a Black Hawk helicopter and team.
One.
Tropical storm Michael leaves widespread damage across several states. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And this morning, out there in traffic, right now things are looking fairly good. We do have some wet roadways. We've had some rain in the area, so something to be cautious about. Another thing to be cautious about if you're in the Valley Center Mays area or out there in between Valley Center and Mays, 73rd Street North and Ridge Road, the report of cows loose.
Yikes.
Lots of cows, maybe as many as 50. So be cautious out there if you happen to be in that area this morning. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly cloudy with a 50% chance for rain today at a high of 57 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 40. Saturday partly cloudy with a 40% chance for rain. Tomorrow's high 54. Now a cloudy sky, an east wind at 6 miles per hour, and 47 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Don't forget that the Monarch's catering menu is perfect for office holiday parties. For more information, call 201-6626. The Monarch in Delano. Seems like a little early for that, but, you know, people are lining up for Halloween and Christmas. All the holidays are going to be upon us before long. In fact, pretty quickly. Oh,
can't Steve, wait.
Steve and Ted poll question today. Do you plan to vote in November? We're going to shut this one out. No, 3%. Yes, 97%. So those are the people who go to our website, knssradio.com. They are some very active voters, if they're telling us the truth.
Yeah,
now, it could be just, you know.
Everybody says they vote when they don't.
We got a question now that I think is going to be an interesting. I like this one. Halloween is near. Have you ever seen a ghost?
Oh, that's
a
good one.
Yeah, I like that.
You have yes or no?
Someone in this room that answers yes to that question.
I think I saw something. Anyway, that's a story we'll tell later. Okay. Talking a ghost story from the stock market yesterday.
Scaring me.
Where they plunged for the second straight day. Losses were not as bad as Wednesday. The Dow fell just 546 points. The S&P dropped 57. NASDAQ, 93. And investors concerned about rising interest rates and trade tensions.
Yeah, China.
I'm not too concerned about it, but investors are. The big investors. The people who know what they're doing.
Why is yesterday any different than Monday with trade tensions?
I don't know. I think it's called a sell-off. Isn't
It's continued.
Yeah.
It's continued. There's going to be some bottom feeders that get in there.
I
did a little bottom feed in the last couple of days. It's kind of fun.
All right.
You know?
Philosophical Friday, The Facts of Life with Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker.
Yeah.
I can't wait for this.
This is about the birds and the bees.
Yeah, it's just going to be something dirty.
Come on, Pop, fill me in.
Yeah, fill me in,
Don't
Dad.
Don't tell us about
Show me the pictures in that magazine there, Dad. So... Okay, everybody, I want to get you in the mood. Deep breaths. Chant, you know, say your mantra. It is Philosophical Friday on the Money Tracker. I guess I should say, it is Philosophical Friday on the Money Tracker. Recently, I received a forwarded email from a friend who's having one of those I'm realizing my mortality moments.
Uh-oh.
She sent last thoughts attributed to Steve Jobs, the CEO of Apple, who died back in 2011. And there is an internet debate as to who really wrote these words. It's probably an internet hoax, but from whomever, I think it's worth quoting.
Okay.
From the text, they write, "I reached the pinnacle of success in the business world. In others' eyes, my life is the epitome of success. However, aside from my work, I have little joy In the end, wealth is only a fact of life that I have become accustomed to. I now realize that all the recognition and wealth in which I took so much pride has become meaningless. Material things, when lost, can be found. But one thing that can never be found when it is lost is your health and eventually your life itself. Treasure love for your family, love your spouse, love for your friends, treat yourself well, and cherish others. Well, a few other facts of life. They were actually written as facts of life were cited. No, it's not what you were thinking, Steve. Don't educate children to be rich. Educate them to be happy so they will know the value of things, not just their price. There is a difference between a human being and being human. That's pretty good. And finally, seven important things in life. Your relationship with your family, then friends, then your community, then the world, your spiritual life, sunlight, rest, exercise, diet, and self-confidence. All this is pretty darn logical, probably things we've heard before. For me, it's just a nice little reminder and to put things in perspective on this Philosophical Friday. As I am mired in a world of helping people accrue, grow, and maintain wealth, that's important, but I'm reminded to not let go, to let that get in the way of life. So,
very good.
If you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
Yeah, Chad's got the incense going over there. Today is National Farmers Day, when we recognize the value of the folks who are putting the bread on the table.
That's great.
You got any farmers in your family?
Well, my grandmother was from up in Minnesota, and we actually went on to the property, and I saw the plat that actually had her name back in their historical society there. And
Ted,
my grandfather was a
you
farmer.
You got any farmers in your family?
Yeah,
too?
My grandmother grew up on a farm in Oxford. Family had a farm.
I had an uncle on my dad's side. He lived on a farm near Bushton, out by Great Bend, that area, and we went there for Thanksgiving. Couple of times when I was young, we'd go out and visit, and it was a blast.
Did you get to
they had a
catch
barn.
And got the turkey and everything?
No, we got it. They had a barn we played in constantly.
Yeah. Oh, that must have been fun.
Yeah, my brother, I knocked him off a hay bale up there, and he fell down through the hole in the floor and down into the bottom of the barn about 30 feet. He was about 9.
Did you make out with your second cousin up in the hayloft? I didn't say first. I said second cousin. That's legal, I think.
Gee, it's National Farmer's Day.
Well, come on. She was a farmer's daughter.
I didn't have any second cousins that I have lustful
attitude. Who was just gorgeous, wearing her Daisy Dukes with a little top that's tied at the bottom, you know. And
sick.
I can see you chasing her up to the hayloft.
And you want to be my money tracker.
Well, that's money, baby.
Thank you, guys. 6:56, Steve and Ted. Coming up at 7 o'clock, the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted.
Steve likes his second cousin.
Assessing the damage from Tropical Storm Michael. That's on the way. Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
Daisy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.